I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media, and joining us, we have Dick Nepinski of EAA Air Venture. Is it safe to say you're the go-to guy for knowledge on EAA now, Dick, after all these years?
I think that means I'm just old, Bob. I tell you, it's I've been at this a long time, and it's but we're getting ready again. You know, July 20th next Monday, it all starts up. The 73rd edition of the EAA Fly-In Convention, and you can tell the volunteers are arriving on the grounds. The campers are coming in. It's an exciting time this week before.
Now, last year, AirVenture had a record year as far as attendance. Just about every record broken, right?
Well, we did. We had a total attendance of 704,000, which kind of took us by surprise. We weren't expecting that, but we had an all-time high in the number of exhibitors, which topped 900. You know, airplanes came in. We filled the airport a couple of times. You know, it was just a really, really solid year all the way around, and it bodes well for the interest in aviation throughout the country and around the world, and, you know, we're looking forward to another great show again starting next Monday.
All right. Now, you have a lot of anniversaries that pop up in the aviation field during AirVenture. I know there are a couple of 75s out there. What can you tell us about some of those unique anniversaries?
Well, some of the anniversaries out there are really rather interesting. One that we really like is down in the vintage area. It's called the Class of 46. 80 years ago, right after World War II, there was a tremendous interest in general aviation. All of those pilots coming home from the war wanted to keep on flying. So you had just a great number of aircraft manufacturers from Piper to Luscombe to Avianca and so forth, and some of those names, putting out airplanes, trying to meet that market. And we have more than 130 of those airplanes from 1946 coming in this year. The first couple of rows of vintage parking are going to be all manufacturers from that era. So that's one of the big anniversaries this year as we head into 2026, is looking back and seeing how many thousands of those airplanes are still flying today.
I see the blimp's returning.
The blimp is returning. Goodyear is coming back. You know, they brought two last year because it was the 100th anniversary of, blimpage. And so Goodyear is going to bring one of them back. It's going to be Wingfoot 1 that'll be here. Kind of a short visit this year. It's coming in on Thursday and will stay until Sunday. But it's always nice looking out my window in the morning and seeing a blimp in the backyard. You know, it's kind of... So, we welcome them once again. They love being here, and we love having them. I think they're going to actually do some stuff at Twilight Flight Fest down at the Ultralight Strip. So if you want to see a blimp, come do touch and go on a grass strip. This is the year to do it because it'll be down there on the south end.
Now, I just seen some information the other day about NASA's going to have some aircraft there, and you're going to have a speaker from NASA.
We are. Jared Isaacman, who's the NASA administrator and also a longtime EAA member, and he's flown here with some of his personal aircraft before. He is coming in. He'll have a couple of presentations, one down in Warbirds in Review on next Thursday on the 23rd, and then on Boeing Plaza on Friday morning on the 24th. But they're bringing in a couple of very interesting aircraft. They painted an F-15 and an F-18 in America 250 colors, stars and stripes. They are just gorgeous aircraft. And they will be coming in and being a part of the Boeing Plaza display during the week. And, you know, that's great. A T-38 trainer from NASA will be coming in as well. One of the F-5 jets that is part of Isaacman's collection, decked out in Freedom 250 colors. That will be here as well. So that America 250 theme, you're going to see that going through the grounds throughout the week in a lot of areas with the programming and with the aircraft.
We just love that red, white, and blue, don't we?
Oh, boy, it is. You know, and this is a special year for it. EAA is a supporting partner of the America 250 program, the congressionally mandated nonpartisan celebration of our 250th anniversary. So you're going to see a lot of that America 250 banner and a lot of the aircraft coming in, whether they're from the Air Force, the Navy, or owned by private individuals.
Now, I believe I saw something somewhere that said that women are also going to have their role in AirVenture, celebrating some of those pioneers in flight.
What we've had, right, you know, over the past few years, we've had Women Venture, and we celebrate that, the women involved in aviation. And this year, we're have a special focus on women involved in aircraft design, building, and testing, those engineers, those fabricators, those designers who help advance aviation. And as always, our main focus will be on Wednesday, the 22nd. We have the big group photo, and this year it's kind of fun. We have Southwest Airlines bringing in its specially painted Independence One aircraft. And if you haven't seen it, go online. Go to our website at EAA.org or Google Independence One Airliner. It is a fantastic aircraft, really painted up in 1776 colors. And so that will be the backdrop for probably about 600 to 800 women involved in aviation to have that group photo coming up on Wednesday.
Wow. Okay. So you got two night shows, and I imagine those are going to be spectacular with the 250th anniversary. So,
we're putting some special things together for that, both the Wednesday night show and the Saturday night show. Of course, last year we added the 600 drones to the mix. So, last year at one point we had pyrotechnics off the aerobatic performer. We had fireworks. We had drones up in the air and the Goodyear blimp floating over the top. So that was kind of fun. We'll see if we can match that again this year, and we'll be having that as well for 9 air shows in 7 days, including the 2 night air shows on Wednesday the 22nd and Saturday night the 25th.
I guess the weather is going to cooperate. I'm taking a peek ahead to next week, and it's not going to be quite as warm as we're having it right now.
Yeah, we're kind of in the middle of the Oshkosh fitness regime right now. If you're out here on the grounds, I tell you, it's keeping hydrated is a challenge. But our volunteers and staff is doing a great job out there. The volunteers are arriving and they're putting in the hours. We're keeping them safe. We're doing a lot of stuff in the morning hours before it really heats up, and tell them, take it easy, find some shade in the afternoon. Do a few things, but nothing that's going to just knock you out for a couple of days. So those volunteers are hanging in there. They're doing a great job. Our kudos to them. We couldn't do it without them.
Now, Nick, I was thinking the Green Bay Packers have a fan hall of fame, but I imagine that you probably have some unique stories from folks that keep returning every year for Air Venture.
Well, it is interesting. After about 3 decades plus of this, you do have some stories when you're all done with it. The people who have brought the airplanes in, the aircraft themselves, and just people who come here. It's really fascinating, especially from around the world, when people arrive here for the first time. There are more airplanes at Whitman Regional Airport than some countries have in their entire nation. And, they are just in awe. And I can tell you, Bob, no one has ever come to Air Venture and turned to me and said, it's smaller than I thought it would be. That's never happened, not once. And so it is, something that people are impressed by, just the size and then the scope of it. You have everything from a C-5 and C-17 from the Air Force, the airliners, and then down this year we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of what's considered the first ultralight, John Moody's Easy Riser. And a group in Michigan actually rebuilt that aircraft, and it'll be on display here at Air Venture down in the ultralight area as well.
Anything else that folks should know about EAA Air Venture coming up this week?
Yeah, a lot of things. First of all, we're kicking it off. The Air Force is helping us out on opening night this year. They have a big program to celebrate America's 250th. They'll have a swearing-in of new recruits, a short program, and then country music star Tyler Hubbard will be performing for about 90 minutes down at Theater in the Woods. So if you're on the grounds that day, the concert is part of it. Come on out and enjoy that as well. Bring a chair, bring a blanket, something to enjoy that music. And we have things going on throughout the week. Recommend to people, go to our website, EAA.org. You can find out about tickets, camping. You can download the app right there, so it's right in the palm of your hand. And get ready for a full week of fun and aircraft. And so if you like aviation history, if you like just plain history, if you like technology, heck, if you like the people watch, Air Venture is the place to be.
We've been talking with Dick Nepinski of EAA Air Venture.